Rebbe Meir had to have the poles, as the Gemara said, on the outside. We now continue with the Tosfos Dibur HaMaschil L'man D'omar. This corresponds to the Gemara seven lines from the bottom. L'man D'omar Iyov Bimei Moshe Hoya. The Gemara had pointed out if that's the case, in other words, according to that, Man D'omar, so then Iyov should have been at the beginning of the Ksuvim. The Intoimar, my Ka'omar, Uleman Da'omar. Why does the Gemara present its question in that fashion? And according to the opinion that Iyov was in the time of Moshe, V'ho Haytana Gufei Sovar Dibimei Moshe Hoya. This Tanaic source himself is of that opinion. The Kotoni Sefer, it says in the continuation of this source, which was dealing with the source continued with who is the author of the various works, and it said there, Moshe Kosav Sefer Iyov. So that it's misleading for the Gemara here, coming on the heels of the source beginning with the diamond, Sidran Shalksuvim, etc., to say, reflecting upon this source, refer to some, let's say, outside opinion, namely, and the opinion that holds thus and thus, when it's not an outside opinion, that is the opinion of this source. So Tosfos answers, V'yishlomar, Dakati lo yoda sefer debraisa. When the Gemara raised this question, and we don't have any names who is raising the question, but whoever in the Gemara was raising this question was not yet acquainted with the end of this particular Tanaic source. We continue now with the Tosfos Dibur HaMaschil BePuranusa. This refers to the Gemara six lines from the bottom as to why is it that Sefer Iyov, working with this point of view that he was in the time of Moshe, meaning relative to all the other works, he was the earliest one. Why then does the Ksuva not open up with Sefer Iyov? So the Gemara said, "Bepuranusa lo maschalinon," and for that reason, Iyov is not at the beginning of the Ksuva. As we go through this particular Tosfos, you'll notice a number of different shapes, different markings on the side of the Gemara. There are taktsir under the introductory note, summary and structural note. The triangles represent a ma'akav, an attempt to keep track of the give and take. The point facing up represents questions. The inverted triangle, tshuvos be'inyan mikum sefer Iyov, regarding the location of the sefer Iyov, where it's positioned. And according to our Tanaic source, it followed the books of Rus and Tehillim. We will notice a crown shape that appears a little less than halfway into the Tosfos. This crown shape will be used to highlight the opinions of the Ri and Rabbeinu Tam. Hezberim Loma Iyov Lo Memukam Achar Tehillim. Why is it that Iyov? Why is it that Iyov is positioned after Tehillim? We had the order in the source with Rus, Tehillim, and then Iyov. Why is he specifically over there? Another marking that we'll be using later, you'll see, is a trapezoid used to highlight the expression Bahadi Tehillim. Now the Tosfos. V'im tomar v'nichtave miyad acharus. Granted that we don't open up with Puranusa, with that which represents punishment and destruction and retribution, so why not have it right after the book of Rus, instead of Tehillim following Rus? V'omer ri, mishum sha'achris shalrus haya achris shiyotza mimena David, she'rivel HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'shiros v'tishbachos. The outcome of Rus, as the Gemara mentioned, was the appearance of David on the historical scene, and David was the source of song and praise, which is sefer Tehillim to the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So lekach kosav achar kach miad oison shirois v'hu achris shalah. Those praises that are in the book of Tehillim was the outcome, was the result of Rus. Therefore, it's fitting that sefer Tehillim, which was the direct outcome of Rus, be positioned right after Rus. You might ask, according to the opinion that Eov was much later historically, he was from those that came back in the building of the second Beis Hamikdash, then Eov should have been at the very end. And he's not. He's in the number three position. The Re says, you want to know why you find Eov where it is. In fact, we find Eov between Tehillim and Mishlei. Why is it written together with Tehillim and Mishlei? The fi shehu meinyan echad ksuvin mein shira umikrois ktsorem venigun echad. Stylistically, it's Eov, that is similar to Tehillim and Mishlei, in so far it's poetic style, short verses, and similar tune. Nigun echot debimeim hoya nigun. In their days, apparently in the days of Tosfos already, this was either forgotten or not practiced. But in the old days, in the time of the Gemara, there was a nigun. Kedamrinon, as the Gemara in Maseches Megillah mentions, the pasuk says, "Vayikru b'sefer Torah selekim mefurish v'sum sechel." My v'sum sechel. What does that expression mean in the pasuk cited? Psuke taimi. It's a reference to the cantillation. So with that, we understand why, even according to the opinion that Eov was very late historically, why it's positioned with the Tehillim and Mishlei. The ha de lo kosvoi achar Mishlei, and that Eov appears between Tehillim and Mishlei, and not following Mishlei. Mishum shelo lahafsik b'divrei Shlomo, being that Mishlei was authored by Shlomo HaMelech, we want to have the works of Shlomo HaMelech in a consecutive fashion. Mishlei, Kehelish, Yerushim, these were all books written, authored by Shlomo HaMelech. Therefore, we didn't want to put Eov in between. Rabbeinu Tam Eforesh Delechein Kosvoi Bahadi Tehillim. Rabbeinu Tam explains, why is it that Eov is positioned together with Tehillim and not somewhere else, not like we said, suggested, since he was so late historically, maybe he should be at the end. Mishum diyamar lekamon David kosav sifro al yedei asora zakenim. Since later in the Gemara, and we saw this already, that it says that the book of Tehillim was co-authored by a series of individuals, 10 sages, 10 zakenim. The Eov nami nichtav al yedei arba zakenim. Eov was compiled by the efforts of four, and their names, Sofer, Beldon, Velifaz, Veliu. So we can bring that the Tehillim and Eov have that aspect in common. You know, multiple authors, they're positioned together. Vahashta, Asi Shapir, Shalom Koso, Achar Mishlei. With that, it's very understandable why it wasn't written after Mishlei. You don't know, in other words, you don't need to come on to the reasoning or the analysis of Shalom Lahafsik, in the works, not to be a separation or an interruption in the series of works of Shlomo, but very simply because of the multiple authorship aspect, that it shares in common with Tehillim, so its position in the list of works, in the order of works, together with Tehillim. We continue now with the next Tosfos, Dibur HaMasechil, Puronus. This refers to the Gemara six lines from the bottom, and Tosfos Dibur HaMasechil Puronus Dis Be'achris was a reference to Rus, how Ksuvim can open up with the book of Rus when it too has in it retribution, because it has a bright future to it. V'imtoimar, you might ask, now as this, by the way, this was an answer as to why Rus is the beginning of Ksuvim and not Iov. And this was in light of the opinion that Iov was at the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, but nevertheless we're not going to open up with Puranus. So Rus, even though it opens with Puranus, it has a future to it. It's a bright ending. Well, Iov also has a bright ending. That's Tosfos' Kashya, V'imtoimar Iov Nami Is Bei Achris. At the end of the book of Iov, it mentions that the Kodesh Baruch Hu doubled his reward. After suffering all the suffering that he did, he received a double reward. V'yesh Lomar, approach number one. Tehai Achris de Rus, Achris de Chol Yisrael. We speak about the bright ending, the future of Rus. It was an ending that affected all the nation of Israel. We mentioned the birth of the Davidic dynasty that affects all of Klal Yisrael. Not a personal ray of sunshine, as was the case with Iov. Fioid the equal amount Omar. Furthermore, there is an opinion that says the lo kofel gosh brochu schor elo letorbim in oilam. The doubling of the reward referred to at the end of Iov was an act on the part of the Almighty to deprive him of a portion in the world to come, so that the good and the plenty and the riches and bounty that Iov enjoyed was actually to his ultimate eternal detriment, insofar as his being nitrad min oilam, not coming into and enjoying a portion in the world to come, so that it's one cannot even begin to describe Iov as something that has an achris. We continue with the Tosfos on Tesvav Amud Aleph. We're Mitzvah Hashem going to be learning the Tosfos and up till and not including Shmoyne Psukim. These Tosfos are part of the Gemara that we have just learned. So the Tosfos at the top, Dimasav Sad Valya De Shlomo, Valya De B'nei Kerach. This is referring to the Gemara on the first line of Tesvav Amud Aleph. You might notice in our marked version of the Tosfos in. And by the way, if you need to access marked Tosfosin, we can be contacted at gmarkings@gmail.com. You see brackets around the first three words. That's because it's not in our girsa of the Gemara. Our girsa was Shloisha B'nei Korach. Here, Tosfos has a girsa of Al Yedei B'nei Korach, not telling you how many. This is, of course, going to be the focus of the Tosfos. How do we make an accounting of the 10 co-authors of Sefer Tehillim? So we have a taktzir and structural note on the side indicating where we indicate a double underline, highlighting the expression Girsois, or highlighting the reference Tosfos makes to Girsois Acheros Mishalonu. We'll have a different Girsois other than the one we have in our Gemara. We'll have a girsa that's Gores Shlomo, like we see in the Tosfos himself. And if you're going to add Shlomo to the list of authors, you're going to then have more than 10, and we said 10 is the maximum number. That's the number. How do we account for the 10? That's another issue, and that's what we have to grapple with. So if you're going to have Shlomo in the girsa of authors, you're going to have to make other changes then. And there's a Gores Eson HaEzrochi. We'll see a Girsa having Eson HaEzrochi as one of the authors. Tosfos lufi hagirsois hashenois mechashev rishimos asor shekos from Tehillim. Tosfos, according to, based on the different girsos, will have to make an accounting for who the author, who in fact were the authors of Tehillim. The truth be told, in order to really appreciate this thesis, would be necessary for one to be familiar with the Gemara that we haven't yet learned. You'll see the Gemara in the middle of this Amid. But that having been said, we'll turn to the thesis. So Tosfos says, "V'al yedei Shlomo, v'al yedei b'nei Korach, l'fi hasforim degarsi Shlomo." According to those versions, which we don't have, but according to those versions that had in it Shlomo as one of the authors, as one of the ten, Tzorach Lomar, you're going to have to say the Asaf, who was Asaf was number seven in our list. Have Mishloisha b'nei Korach, v'u Avi Asaf. He is, in fact, one of the descendants of Korach. One of the names of Korach's sons was Avi Asaf. That's, we'll say, his full name, Avi Asaf, and maybe as a nickname, he was also called Asaf, where only part of his name appears. And hence, when or if you're going to have Shlomo as one of the authors, then Asaf is going to be included in any reference made to the B'nai Korach. So if you're going to say Shlomo was an author, and you're going to say, for example, the three sons of Korach were authors, that would include Avi Asaf. The Girsa, by the way, the Tosfos has at the top that says Ayadei Shlomo and says Al Yadei B'nai Korach, and together with the B'nai Korach, that B'nai Korach is going to have to include Asaf. So Asaf is not going to account for an extra individual, but be included in the three B'nai Korach, and hence in making the counting, you're not going to have, in the, we'll say, the number seven position as a separate author, Asaf. If you're going to say Asaf was one of the contributors, you see, you could say that, but don't count him separately and have him as part of the B'nai Korach. Ulisforim de Logar Sinan Shlomo, and according to those like our Gemara, that does not have Shlomo in the list. Lo havi Asaf, havi Asaf elo Asaf hayamin alavim amishurim. The reference in up to Asaf in number 7 is not Avi Asaf, the son of Korach, but rather one of the Levim that was amongst the group of Mishurim, the singers in the Beis Hamikdash. So he then could be accounted, as we did, a separate author. V'im toimar ulano de lo garsi le amai lo choshev le, according to, let's say, our version that doesn't have Shlomo as part of the girsa. Why not? Hok siv, it says in Tehillim Perek Ayin Beis Posuk Aleph, it says Lishlomo Elokim Mishpatecha v'chulei, indicating that psalm was a psalm authored by Shlomo. V'yesh Lomar, the answer to that is, the David Omroi, it wasn't authored by Shlomo. His father, David, said it, V'spalel al Shlomo. It was a prayer on behalf of his son, Shlomo. Teirah dechtiv b'sof ha'mizmor, and to emphasize that point, it says at the end of that chapter, Kolu Tfilos David. It says, and this represents the end of the prayers of David. So that chapter had to have been authored by David. V'im Toimar Lisforim Degarsi Shlomo. Well, according to those versions that in fact have Shlomo as one of the authors, based on this chapter of Tehillim, Hoksiv Kolu Tfilos David, says this represents the end of David's prayers, David and not Shlomo. V'yesh Lomar, we can answer that really both are true. L'fi she'saimo David, he ended the chapter, but the beginning of that chapter was authored by Shlomo. The Gemara, the Tosfos asks, "V'ha dechtiv nami shir hamalos l'shlomo?" There is a chapter that says Shir HaMalos LeShlomo, David Kemo Kein Omro, that too was authored by David. In other words, that cannot be used as proof that Shlomo was definitely an author. So Tosfos explains, that's right, the Shir HaMalos LeShlomo, David in fact said it, to call Chamesh Esrei Malos David Omron, all 15 of the chapters beginning with Shir HaMalos were authored by David. That, by the way, you can see if you look in the Gemara in Sukkah Daf Nun Gimel Amen Aleph. V'yesh Sforim Dekachoshiv Avraham V'eson Ho'ezrochi. There are versions which, again, are not, which is not our version. In our version, we have just Avraham mentioned in the list of 10. But according to those that are Gores, both of them, Vigores leKamon, and later it's mentioned in more 25 lines from the bottom, the Kachoshiv Avram, the Kachoshiv Eson v'Omarav. Here, what Tosfos is quoting the Gemara later. How is it that you could mention Avram in the list and mention Eson as well? V'Omarav Eson Ezrochi Hu Avram. Eson Ezrochi and Avram were one in the same. Umeshani. Eson Ezrochi de Kachoshiv Hocha Yankiv. And we answer that Eson Ezrochi, who is mentioned over here, is not Avram, rather it's Yankiv. One of the commentaries on the Tosfos, the Rash Midasoi, points out that if you're going to have as a Gersa Avraham and Eson Ezrochi, so you're not going to have as a Gersa Shlomo and Asaf. I would like to refine and go over this last section of Tosfos, just backing up a few lines where we have the double underline V'yesh Sforim Dekachoshiv Avraham V'eson Ho'ezrochi. There are versions, which we pointed out are not like ours, that Avram is mentioned, and in addition to him, Eson HaEzrochi is mentioned in the list. Vigoris LeKamon, and you'd have to, according to this version, the Girsa of the Gemara later, which you find 25 lines from the bottom, instead of the Girsa that we have, once again, this is Gemara, we have not yet learned as part of our Gemara Shir, but later, the Gemara raises as a question, why not mention as a list of, in the list of authors, also Eson Ezrochi? After all, there is a chapter of Tehillim in which his name appears as an author, so why is he not mentioned? That's as far as our Gemara is concerned. But according to this alternative version, the Yesh Svarim that already mention in addition to Avraham Eson Ezrochi, the Gemara's question there, according to the this other version, is different. The Goras LeKamon, the Kachoshiv Avraham the Kachoshiv Eson, that you have in your list Avraham and Eson as well, how could that be? The Ha'omar Rav Eson Ezrochi Hu Avraham. They are one and the same, not two separate people. Umeshani, and that Girsa version will answer Eson Ezrochi the Kachoshiv Hacha, Eson Ezrochi that is in part of that list of authors, equals Yankiv. It's Yankiv Avinu. It's not Avraham. So that, on the one hand, Eson Ezrochi, there was an Eson Ezrochi who is synonymous with Avraham, but in this particular list of authors of Tehillim, the reference to Eson Ezrochi here is a reference to Yankiv Avinu. The Kashe Lahai Girsa, according to this particular version, that Eson Ezrochi in the list is Yankiv Avinu, well then de menolon de David Kosef Sifra de Avram. How does this how would this Tana know that Avram was a contributing author? Kevon de Eson Ezrochi lav hainu Avram. Since according to this version, Eson Ezrochi is Yankiv, and the whole proof that Avram was a contributing author was because Avram is also known as Eson Ezrochi, and Eson Ezrochi is an author of a chapter of Tehillim. And if you say that Eson Ezrochi is Avram, then fine, then I can say that Avram was a contributing author. But if you're going to say that Eson Ezrochi was someone else, then how do you know that Avram was one of the contributing authors? And that question is left by the Tosfos on that particular, we'll say, other girsa. We now turn our attention to the next Tosfos, Divrei Maschil Yirmiyah. And this refers to the first line of the Gemara, Yirmiyah Kosav Sifro, the Sefer Melachim. The Tosfos says, V'hadalo Kosav Yeshaya, skipping three words for a moment, Sefer Melachim, and that which we understand that Yeshaya did not author Sefer Melachim. Let's read that line again. V'hadalo Kosav Yeshaya Dehoya Kodem Yirmiyah Sefer Melachim. That which we're saying, that we're suggesting that Yeshaya, who was earlier than Yirmiyah, that he did not author Sefer Melachim. Lefi Sheneherag, he was killed, he was murdered. V'lo Hoya B'Sof Melachim M'Menashe V'Elech, and he didn't continue to live at the end of the Melachim period. He was killed by Menashe. Menashe was the son of Chizkiyahu HaMelech. So that Yeshaya simply was killed and didn't make it to the end of the Melachim period, and that's why he is not the author of it. Ve'afilu Sifro lo kasav, even his own work, the book of Yeshaya, he didn't author it. It was authored by Chizkiyo and Siato. We continue now with the next Tosis. Divrei Maschil Chizkiyo. Chizkiyo v'siyatu kosvo Yeshaya. This is a reference to more two lines from the top. The term siyato is a reference to the b'nei dor. We saw this in Rashi. B'nei doro shirichiyo memachrov, Rashi said. The members of Chizkiyo's generation that outlived him. So they wrote Yeshayo. Lefi shechizkiyo goram lohem lasek b'torah. Since Chizkiyo caused the members of his generation to be involved with Torah study, Nikra Hadover al Shmo, the writing of Yeshayo is accredited to Yeshaya, accredited to Chizkiyo, in the merit of Chizkiyo having motivated and his generation to the study of Torah. So in that merit, he is credited with writing the book of Yeshaya. Aval hu lo kosvo sharei meis kodem Yeshaya. He didn't write the book of Yeshaya. He died before Yeshaya. De Menashe beno horag liYeshaya. Menashe, who ruled after his father Chizkiyo, Menashe, Chizkiyo's son, he killed Yeshaya. So that means Menashe, he came on the scene at a point in time where Chizkiyo was already dead, otherwise the son wouldn't have taken over the throne. So Menashe rose to the throne. Preceding that was the death of Chizkiyo, and after Menashe rose to the throne, he killed Yeshaya. So there's no expectation for Chizkiyo to have been able to have written the work of Yeshaya. We continue now with the next Tosfos, Divrei Maschil Ad. This refers to the Gemara six lines from the top. Ad lo. We mentioned that Sefer, that Ezra authored Divrei Hayomim, and he accounted for the genealogy in Divrei Hayomim ad lo. In Rashi, one got the impression that ad lo meant until, referring to himself. Pirush Rabbeinu Hananel ad posuk veloi achim bnei Yehoshaphat. The Rabbeinu Hananel has as a version, as his explanation of ad lo, meaning until the posuk in Divrei Yomim Beis, Perek Chof Aleph posuk Beis, which begins with the word velo achim bnei Yehoshaphat. So ad lo is a reference to that particular point. That's the point, that up till that point is what Ezra authored. Now the Gemara also said, six lines from the top, Umisayeya the Rav, Chiyiches Atzmo V'Ola. What does that mean? It was this, that this Tanaic source supports Rav, that said that that Ezra accounted for his own genealogy and then came to Eretz Israel. Chiyichus Atzmo Kosav Lifneze HaPosuk. When Rav makes reference to Ezra having been Miyachis himself, it means that before this Pasuk, Ezra had made reference to his own Yichus. If you look in Sefer Divrei Hayomim, you would look at Sefer Divrei Hayomim Aleph Perikei Pasuk Mem. And also we recommend looking at the Marsha, who mentions that in Sefer Divrei Hayomim you actually don't see Ezra's name spelled out explicitly. But what you do see is the genealogy extending from Aaron HaKohen, and generations later, the last one mentioned in that genealogy is Seroya. Seroya was the father of Ezra, and that's what is being referred to over here as Ezra accounting for his own genealogy. In truth, Ezra does refer to himself explicitly in the book of Ezra, but right now we're dealing with Divrei Hayomim. V'koshe lepirusho, Tosis raises a difficulty with the rach in Dehavilei Lemeimer Ad Vilo, the Vav. One letter makes a difference. The Gemara itself that he was Miyachis himself Ad Lo. We don't have a Vav before the word Vilo. But according to Rabbeinu Hananel, that the word Lo is a reference to a specific posuk in Divrei Hayomim Beis Perichofal Posuk Beis, namely Vilo Achim Bnei Yehoshaphat, it should have said that he wrote Divrei Hayomim until Ad Vilo, quoting from the first word of that pasuk, but it doesn't say that. Hence the difficulty with Tosis has with the Rach's explanation. We now continue with the last Tosis of this particular recording. This Tosis is quoting the Dibur HaMasel, Hey Pirush HaKuntres. This is coming comment on a Rashi, Divar Maschil Kosvoy Yecheskel. So before we learn this Tosfos, let's glance at the Rashi that is on Daf Tes Vav Omer Aleph. You'll notice the Rashi on the fourth of the narrow lines, fourth on the, from the beginning of the narrow lines, and this is coming from the Gemara that said the Anshei Knesset Gedola. They kosfu Yecheskel Shneimosar. Kosfu Yecheskel Zok Rashi says she nisnabe bagoila. Yecheskel prophesied in the diaspora. He was in Bovel. The eini yodea loma loy kosfu Yecheskel baatzmo imlo mitnei shelo nitno nevua likosev bechutzolaretz. Rashi says I don't know why Yecheskel didn't write his own prophecy, unless you assume that one is not to write that one is not to write prophecy in the diaspora. Rashi once again says, "Mitnei shelo nitna nevua likosev." It's not one is it's not given to write nevua in the diaspora. The kusvum elu, the Anshei Knesset Gedolah wrote it liachar shebol laoretz, until they came back, until they came to Eretz Yisrael, then they could write down prophecy. V'chein Sefer Daniel sheyav Gola, v'chein Megillas Esther. The same would apply to the book of Daniel and Megillas Esther, which were both episodes that took place in the exile. These are not part of the Nevi'im, but they are works of of divine inspiration, and hence the same rule would apply to them. We now turn to the Tosfos. Pirusha Kuntres Diachesko Lo Kosav Sifro Lefi Shehoya B'Chutz La'aretz V'Koshe Deha Yirmiya Nami B'Chutz La'aretz Hoya. Yirmiya was also in Chutz La'aretz, and we saw in our Gemara on the top line of Tezom Ralph Yirmiya Kosav Sifro. Kosav wrote his book, his work, and Yirmiya was in Chutz La'aretz. Shehalach leMitzrayim, the Snabe Shom Kamen Avus. He went to Mitzrayim and said there are numerous prophecies. V'lo motzinu shechazar yoser leEretz Yisrael, and we don't find him returning afterwards to Eretz Yisrael. And nevertheless, he wrote his work, and therefore, Tosfos leaves you off with this particular question on the rule that Rashi gave. Namely, that it's one is not to record a nevuas while in Chutz La'aretz, and yet we see that Yirmiyo recorded his nevuah ostensibly while outside of Eretz Yisrael. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.